happy birthday.
That's why I'm playing it, Tom.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark.
Rolling in the Deep, Adele, 2010, UK number 2, written by Adele Atkins and Paul Epworth, playing it for Adele's birthday, which was on the 5th of May. And this song was the lead single on her second album called 21. She claims the song was inspired by a fit of fury and was written in 3 hours the day after she broke up with her boyfriend. And Adele is currently, she has a residency in Las Vegas at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. But she's been forced to pull out some of the forthcoming concerts due to ill health, which has taken its toll on her voice. Poor Adele, she's got a great voice.
Yeah, she stopped for what? I think she's still stopped at the moment. I think she's due back fairly soon. There's been a lot of controversy because they spent so much money putting the show on. But yeah, she's meant to be back, and she lives in the States now anyway. So.
Well, she's recently married her fiancé, sports agent Rich Paul, and announced she'd like to be a mum again. That would be nice. But did you know, not a lot of people know this, Tom. She received a fan letter from Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who praised her for keeping people's spirits up during a recession. Well, I'm sorry, but Adele's songs are usually about heartbreak. I mean, but we love her. I mean, we love her voice and everything, but...
Yeah, her album's not the kind of thing you put on if you want to be cheered up.
No, exactly. It didn't make me laugh. And, well, not a lot of people know. Not a lot of people know this tone. I've got to get back to Michael Caine. Aretha Franklin was a big fan of Adele, and this was one of the last songs Aretha covered. That's praise indeed.
It is.
And she also writes and co-writes most of her songs, including the James Bond theme Skyfall. She's very talented.
Yeah, that was a great song, Skyfall. It was a great James Bond cover track.
And you played her... Did you play one of her songs?
No, I didn't. I played the next chap.
There's the next chap. But, yep. Okay, this is 7 Days, Craig David. Craig David, 2000. It was UK number one, written by Craig David, Mark Hill and Darren Hill, playing it for Craig David's birthday, which was on the 5th of May. And you played his new one recently for his birthday, didn't you?
Yes, I played one on the show.
And that sounded really good, didn't it?
Yeah, I love Craig David. Distinctive voice.
Yeah, he's great. And he rose to fame after featuring on the single Rewind by Artful Dodger. Yeah. And this song debuted at number one in UK charts after selling more than 100,000 copies in the first week of its release. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And amongst his numerous accolades, Craig was awarded an MBE for services to music in the New Year's Honours List of 2020 by Her Royal Highness the Prince of Wales. He was then, and he's Prince of Wales, now King. And Craig performed at the Platinum Jubilee Party in 2022.
Yeah.
And he published his first book, What's Your Vibe, in the same year. And he's currently on tour in the USA and has announced a UK tour for 2025. That'd be great. And he will be joined by Lamar.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah. He done the year last year or the year before, he'd done the New Year's BBC concert as well, taking up to 12 o'clock. So that was a good concert as well. He's fantastic.
He's a great all-rounder. And a great voice. Okay, shall we play it? The Real Thing? This is Can You Feel the Force?
Boss.
was Can You Feel the Force, The Real Thing, 1979, written by Chris and Eddie Amu. It was UK number 5, and I'm playing it for what would have been singer Eddie Amu's birthday, which would have been on the 5th of May. Eddie played in the Liverpool band The Real Thing alongside his brother Chris and friends Dave Smith and Ray Lake. They rose to fame in the 70s and continued performing together until Eddie's sudden passing during their 2018 tour. Chris Amu and Dave Smith now perform as a duo and have been performing together for over 45 years. That's brilliant. But they're so good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I met Chris. I got a picture of him.
Oh, have you? Yeah, you've got pictures with everyone, haven't you? Some really great singers.
And they're still going strong. It's amazing. They're really good.
But do you know why else I'm playing this as well?
Yeah.
Because it's Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, yeah, I see it on Facebook. May the 4th.
I didn't realise that. May the 4th.
Yeah.
Be with you. And of course this was Feel the Force. And I've met actually quite a few cast members of Star Wars, because usually there's people like what's the great big one? The Wookiee's a little, I think.
And he a big the what?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, that's all
Chewbacca.
I'm thinking of.
And so I meet all these people dressed up. They just look amazing. But I have met not that I like to name drop, Harrison Ford.
Ooh.
I met him at a Cannes Film Festival, and I was there with my mate Lisa Voice. That was a big thrill. And Dave Prowse, who played Darth Vader, he used to come to some of the Heritage Do's. He was gorgeous and lovely. And also Julian Glover, CBE, he played General Maximilian Veers. I met him at a memorabilia event, because lots of people go to these signings, and it's great. I don't do that many, but when I do, you meet some... that's where I met Hannah Waddingham as well.
Yeah.
She was great. And she's just full of fun. She's exactly as she is. I love that. And also Jeremy Bullock, met him.
Darth Vader not full of fun?
Yeah. Oh, bless. Yeah.
I am your father.
Well, he was some... Oh, God, what was he? A stuntman?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Mummy used to... Yeah, no, knew all the stunt guys. And also I met Garrick Hagen, who played Biggs Light, and Stormtroopers, Wookiees, Chewbacca, Sand People, and Jawa at various memorabilia events. They're all there, you know.
Yeah, they're all there.
They're all there. And for charity dues, you usually get loads of Stormtroopers.
Yeah,
which is like the kids love them. That's great. Okay, let's play a hearsay number. This is Pure and Simple.
Can't you see that I'm giving you devotion? And a love like this is hard to find.
That was Pure and Simple. Hearsay 2001 was a UK number one. And Hearsay formed as a result of the reality show Pop Stars and originally consisted of Danny Foster, Mining Class, Kim Marsh, Susan Shaw and Noel Sullivan. And I'm playing it for founder member Danny Foster's birthday, which was on the 3rd of May. And following his time with Hearsay, Danny now leads his own band, The Big Soul Corporation, performing mainly soul and Motown. Oh, that should be good.
Yeah, yeah.
We should find out where he's performing. And this debut single also debuted at number one in the UK chart, selling 550,000 copies in its first week. That is brilliant.
Yeah, it's good.
And also Mylin Class has gone on to be a great presenter. Kim Marsh.
EastEnders for a while, quite a while actually.
Yeah, and Suzanne Shaw, yeah, she's still acting and going out of musicals and things
like
that.
I think Kim still does on the breakfast morning TV.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. Yeah, so, yeah, they've been really successful, but I like that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's a really good song.
It's a good pop song, which is what the show was about, really.
Exactly. Okay, should we play a soft sell number?
Yeah.
This is Tainted Love. Tainted Love, soft sell, 1981. Do what you just did, Tone. No, the Tainted Love.
Oh.
Tainted Love. This is what I've got contend with. Just before I'm going to announce it, it's making me laugh.
Yeah, I like
that
song.
But you cannot not sing to that song.
No, it's, well, I can't sing to that song anyway.
Tainted Love. Well, I'm playing this for soft cell singer David Ball's birthday, which was on the 3rd of May. It was originally recorded by Gloria Jones in 65, and Gloria is generously quoted as saying the soft cell version of the song is better than hers. And she loved the emotion in Mark Almond's voice. He has got a good voice, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, I was talking about that. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. It was originally intended as a test run to tweak sounds, etc., but the emotion was so perfect, it was decided only one take was needed. Yeah, they recorded this in one take. And Soft Cell copied the backing style for this from Heart Full of Soul by the Yardbirds.
Mm.
I'm going to have to listen to that now.
Yeah, so mate, it was kind of like new disco back then, new modern, you know, they had the fellas all started wearing makeup in that era of time.
Yeah.
The video was
Duran, all of those, I loved them.
It came out spot on, really, for the title. It's a perfect kind of pop song for way back then. Brilliant. Yeah.
And we know the words.
Yeah.
Well, they're easy, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what we like, easy words.
Easy lyrics.
And this version of the song was Britain's best-selling single of 1981. And Soft Cell has a number of one-off concerts planned around the world this year, including USA, Brazil, France, the UK, Switzerland and Spain. Still going strong. Brilliant. Okay, this is a blast from the past. This is the Beverly Sisters singing Sisters.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm there to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress in the rain and sun. Three different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us say that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Nobody can. Lord help the mister sister, and Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. Tearing, repairing, hey, could they be my nylons you are wearing? I buy nylons sheer and fine, they ladder theirs and sisters, three sisters, there were never such devoted sisters, but men have split the atom, well then why not we, why not we three? God bless the mister who comes between me and my sister, and Lord help the sister who comes between me.
Sisters, the Beverly Sisters, 1954, written by Irving Berlin. And it's reported that Irving Berlin wrote this song with the Beverly Sisters in mind. And I'm playing it for the Beverly Sisters' birthdays, all on the 5th of May. All three sisters were born on the 5th of May. That's amazing, isn't it? Because they were twins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Joy was the oldest, 1924, and then followed by twins, Teddy and Babs. And the three of them, the 5th of May, unbelievable. Teddy is still with us, but sadly the others have passed. They became renowned for their dressing alike on and off stage. And Joy was married to England and Wolverhampton Wanderers football legend Billy Wright. They were sometimes compared to the Andrews sisters. And we did a number on Hello Hello to the Andrews sisters. And guess what's on tonight?
Could it be?
Yes, it could, mon petit chou. It is Hello, Hello, starting from the beginning on Yesterday Channel tonight. Three episodes, three fabulous episodes, starting at 8 o'clock. The British Are Coming, The Fall of Madonna and Pigeon Post. I must admit that some of those early ones were so good.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all good, but it was like more realistic, I think, back in the day.
A kind of good link to the Andrews Sisters, isn't it? Because they was kind of linked, they was doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, doing all of the things.
I was just trying to think of their song, one of them, Bugle Boy. He's of Company B.
Boogie Woogie Boogie Boy, Company B.
That's it, yeah.
Ba, ba, ba. Yeah.
It's really fast as well.
I love that. Yeah. That's one of my favourites. If I do the Andrews Sisters, usually I do Boogie Woogie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a great song. But there's lots of girls going out and covering, you know, like doing Andrews Sisters type things, three, and they're all brilliant. Mm. I was with them the other day for Dame Vera Lynn's. They were raising money for a statue for her, and three girls got, they were great. Just really, really good. But also, They were related to the famous Lupino family, famed for their music hall performances.
Oh.
I remember they were the Great Lupinos.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they go back quite a way. And also I'm playing it Sisters for my beautiful sister Susie, who is no longer with us, but we're all close. And, yeah, she's a great loss to the family. And I remember when I was listening to the lyrics and they're saying about the stockings and the laddered stockings, I remember my sister Anne used to pinch my stockings or my tights and ladder them and then put them back. She did. And when I accused her, she denied it. Always. Never admitted it. Who else did it? Annie. Naughty Annie, for sure. Okay, let's play a Billy Idol number. This is White Wedding. White Wedding, Billy Idol, 1982, written by Billy Idol, reached number 6 in the UK charts, and I'm playing it for guitarist Steve Stevens' birthday, which was on the 5th of May, that's today, and he's best known as Billy Idol's guitarist and writing partner. Is it the 5th of May today?
Yeah, May the 5th.
Yeah, not May the 4th.
No.
But the video for this track gave Idol's career a huge boost. It was directed by David Mallet, who had worked a lot with Queen and David Bowie. But not a lot of people know this, Tone. But my husband... my husband was first assistant on this video.
Ah.
And Billy Idol used his bike which was a Kawasaki motorbike.
Yeah.
And that was the husband's bike.
Did he keep the bike? Should have kept the bike.
No. No, he nicked it off him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. They were keeping the cost down, you know. Because at the time, Idol was a little strapped for cash, so Mallet, David Mallet, recognising Idol's potential, helped him out as a favour. That was really nice.
Yeah.
No, he was a big director, Dave Mallet, at the time.
He still looks the same. He's got the blonde, spiky hair.
Oh, no, that was... I'm talking about the director.
Oh, but, yeah, director. But, he probably still looks the same as well. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. But Billy Idol, yeah, he looks really good still. Yeah. It's like Adam Ant looks really good. And you knew every single lyric there, didn't you?
Yeah.
You were Billy Idol at that time. While we were listening...
I was, yes.
You were raising the arms in the air and everything.
I love that song. I was living that. I do that at karaoke. I always remember there was a good copy act of that. There were quite a few tribute acts, and I always used to go and see one of the tribute acts. It was really good. And I think Billy Idol actually went to see this bloke at the tribute act, which is always weird, isn't it, when you get the bloke in the... It was in Tenerife as well, where a lot of the tribute acts are. And that often happens when the artists go out and they find people that play them and go down and sit in the audience.
Oh, that's got to be off-putting.
It has, really, isn't it?
Should we do some more shout-outs, Tony?
Yes.
What have you got?
I have got the Mariners, Torquay, hello, Neteni, Sean Stanton, David Morris, David Sharp. I have got Helen Taylor, Engineering Fire, Spinking Six, Scott Shearer, Kirsty Holmes, John Fitzpatrick, Paul H16, Seasider, Ken Porter, Jill Goddard, Dave Earl, Ken Jeffs, Martin Shaw, Linda Smith, William Callaghan, Charlie 1958, Gun for Hire, hello to you, Peter McCarkey, David Gayton, Sue Jackson, Mike 28241665 93. Hello, it's a long one. TK Lee, Ruby Murray, and Brothlock. Hello.
And I've got the family, Louise and Ellis and Susie, little Susie, Paige, Kira, Adam, Maria, Jack, Richard and Nicole, and Eddie and Kelly, Scarlett and Sienna, and it's Kelly's birthday today, and Sister June, Tim, David and Debbie, Mikey, Lucy, Lou and Alana, and Man in His Potting Shed. Hope you're enjoying it. And Zoe Wainwright, big shout out to Zoe. She just lost her mum this week. Bless her. So big shout out. Lots of hugs. Nikki Nicole, Luke Doonan, Mike Chapman, Brian Fever, Rob Harvey, Vicky Garvey, P.E. Dartnell, Glyn Marston, Ronald Menker, Chris Jarvis. I met him. We went to see her at a play this week and Chris was there. He's so good. Keith Dornan, Aston Avery, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Martin Hollingsworth, Lockie BCFC, CJ Dartnell, Peter Oxley, Andrew Robley, Alan Pell, Bobby Rosa, Katrina Brandstrom, Mark Radcliffe, Moody Peg, Zantley Beerman, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Andy Davis, John Hastings, Charlie Osberson, Mike Child, Tom Nestor, Chris Woodnut, Rob Harvey, G. Davis, Chris Walkie, Martin Hollingsworth, Steve D, Ruby Snape, great little actress, John Illingsworth, Kay Milburn, Bobby Warrens, fabulous designer, Paul Golder, and Moody Peg. Thank you all for listening. You are all fabulous. And I think we should play a fabulous number. This is Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Born to Run.
Machines sprung from cages on highway.
That was Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, 1975. It was a UK number 16, and I'm playing it for Susie Terrell's birthday, singer and guitarist with the E Street Band. Bruce Springsteen must have been born to run because he ran and jumped the walls of Graceland to meet Elvis while on tour in Memphis. Did you know that, Anthony?
No, I would do that, though. That was worth doing it.
Yeah, you definitely would have done it. You definitely would
I'd
have
done it. I'd have to jump really high, though, being this high.
Yeah. But despite enjoying a great deal of fame at the time, it was no help to Springsteen, who was intercepted by the security and escorted off the grounds. And ironically, Elvis wasn't there anyway. So that was a waste of time. complete waste of time. Okay, let's play a Peter Gabriel number. I love this song.
Yeah, it's a great one.
It's a great
The video's good as well.
Yeah, love it. Mm. Sledgehammer. was Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel, 1986, UK number 4, playing it for David Rhodes' birthday, which was on the 2nd of May, and he's a guitarist with Peter Gabriel. And David has worked with some of the greatest artists in the music industry, including Paul McCartney, Roy Orbison, Kate Bush, Joan Armatrading, but his association with Peter Gabriel as studio and touring guitarist has been by far the longest. I love this record. It's one of my favourites. How good is this record, Tom?
Yes, good record.
It really is. And the video won 9 MTV Video Music Awards and also won Brit Video Award of the Year. And what I didn't realise when I was reading this, that the husband went, oh, I worked on that one as well.
Yeah, it was a brilliant
video. So he worked on this video. He was assistant director because he went over to lighting, but he was assistant director on this. And this video was considered groundbreaking and necessitated Peter Gabriel lying under a sheet of glass for 16 hours while it was filmed frame by frame.
Yeah, stop-start, wasn't it?
Yep. And it included pixelation, stop motion and clay motion animation. So it was a real tough one to do, but so worth it.
I remember the videos. Probably the video more than the song, but it's weird, isn't it?
But there also Gabriel had a... he had an embarrassing moment. He claims this song is responsible for his most embarrassing moment. He would sing it from the back of the stalls, joining the band, playing on stage halfway through. And on one occasion, this meant he had to run out from the front of the theatre to the stage door to get on stage. Unfortunately, the security man he encountered en route didn't recognise him and wouldn't let him in the stage door. He thought Gabriel was a fan trying to blag his way onto stage. So missed his performance. I think that's a brilliant story. I was on stage with Sue Pollard and Lionel Blair and Les Dennis, and Sue happened to walk out of a door. She was backstage. She opened a door, thought, oh, where does that go? Walked out and couldn't get back in. And you've got Lionel Blair on stage with Les Dennis, and she's not coming on. And Lionel started doing a tap dance and everything until she eventually found someone to let her on again. Great story. Fabulous days. Okay, let's play a Foreigner number. This is Cold as Ice. That was Cold as Ice, Foreigner, 1977, was UK 24, playing it for singer and co-writer Lou Gramm's birthday, which was on the 2nd of May. And Lou Gramm and Mick Jones wrote most of Foreigner's songs. Their philosophy on writing was try to make things simple, catchy and timeless. And Foreigner have split up and reunited several times. The original member left now is Mick Jones, and recently helped raise $100,000 for war-torn Ukraine during the three-week residency at the Venetian Theatre inside the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas. And the current line of Foreigner are on tour in Canada and USA. That was nice of them to raise that money. Yeah. How good is that for Ukraine?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
That's nice when people give back. Yeah. Anyway, well done, Foreigner. Okay, let's play an Ike and Tina Turner number. I love this. Nutbush City Limits. Nutbush City Limits, Ike and Tina Turner, 1973, UK number 4. Tina wrote this song for her album, Simply the Best. She didn't write many songs, but this was the biggest hit she had from the song she did write. And Mark Bolan of T-Rex fame played guitar on this track. Tina the Musical is now booking until September 2024. So that's a great... The new version is brilliant. People have been to see it. I mean, it's great anyway.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
apparently
brilliant.
Whoever's in it at the moment is amazing. And Tina is heralded as one of the greatest performers in the world of rock and roll. Well, all time, not just rock and roll. I think she's just amazing. And talking of great performances, I went to see a play called A Word for Mother by Tim McArthur, which is upstairs at the Gatehouse in Highgate this week. It's on to the 26th, and it stars Louise Gold, Abigail Moore, Heather Johnson, and Milena Pecorini, directed by Sarah Redmond. And it was really, really good. Great acting. Really good, great acting. So go and see it. If you're near Highgate or want to trip out, go and see Tim McArthur's new show, play A Word for Mother. Okay, shall we play a Four Seasons number? This is Walk Like a Man.
Walk
That was Walk Like a Man, the Four Seasons, 1963, playing it for Four Seasons frontman Frankie Valli's birthday, which on the 3rd of May. And this was recorded in bizarre circumstances. The actual building was burning, was alight while they were recording it, and they were knocking on the firemen were knocking on the door, but the guys wouldn't come out. They didn't know what was going on until they'd recorded it. And